This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today to talk about something special in our Upper Peninsula. And in fact, one of the peninsulas of this peninsula, the Garden Peninsula, there is a historic state park down there in Fayette that is celebrating a special anniversary. And it's also happening at the same time as another nationwide anniversary of parks. And I'm on the phone with Pasqua Wassler to talk about a free concert and celebration. So first of all, good to have you on the line, Pasqua.
Good to be here. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Yes. So there is a free concert that's coming up July 20th that's celebrating an anniversary for this historic state park. Can you tell us a little bit about what this event is and why they're celebrating this?
Well, they're celebrating because it is their 60th year. This is Fayette Historic State Park's 60th year of serving the states, and it's also it coincides with the Michigan 100 years of state parks for 100 years. So it's a very special year, and it's a very special place. It is we know that the UP is full of amazing world-class spots. But Fayette is really one of them. And it's one that seems to go unnoticed, sometimes. And I think it's because people are making time, don't you know, when they're going down Highway 2. And it's off the highway there, down Garden Peninsula, maybe about 40, no, not that far. Maybe about 20 miles, 18 miles. And, sometimes for people who are, you know, making time, they're not in that brain mode to make a turn and head south down the Garden Peninsula.
Right.
But it is really worth their while. It's an old smelting town, that had been connected by the, Iron Range up on the north shore of the peninsula, up in your area in Marquette, and ore was railroaded down, and then it was smelted there at Fayette because Fayette had everything needed to do the job. They had a deep water port, Snail Shell Harbor, which is just an exquisite harbor. They had the limestone with their limestone cliffs, and they had the hardwoods, and all of those ingredients were key to doing the job of smelting that iron. And so it's an old village site, and it's in a beautiful, pristine park, and there's an interpretive center and friendly park staff to greet you. And we just want to take this opportunity to remind Upers and to let our visitors know that Fayette State Park is right there, just, you know, 18 miles down the Garden Peninsula.
Yeah, it's right on the coast of Big Bay Dinock. And if you're, like you said, if you're making time down US 2, trying to get one way or the other, it's just a little southern turn there, getting to Garden. So yeah, that's one of those little outcroppings from that area. And I know I'm guilty of that as well. If we're My family is in Sheboygan, and we head down that way, and we're just cruising right along. And, this is one of those things where it's nice to stop and smell the roses, and nice to just take a look at one of these other areas. So now with this is the first of a series of free events that help celebrate 60 years of Fayette State Park. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of entertainment that people can expect to hear?
Yes, well, I do want to let people know that QPAD, which is Central Upper Peninsula Planning and Development, is and they serve their, that's a planning, agency that serves the central UP. They are the recipient of an Art Place America, fund. And those are to help foster, stimulate economic development, through creative placemaking. And so when we talk about, the kinds of entertainments and programs that we're going to do at Fayette State Park, it is, because of those kinds of funds, and it is in with an effort to talk about placemaking and to remind people of the special places and that we have here. So one of the we're kicking off this program with front porch concert. It's a free concert. It's at the historic Fayette Hotel. It is rain or shine, so come on in. And it features a Manistique musician and songwriter. His name is Steve Hooper. And I heard him first at the Boniface Art Center. He has a beautiful acoustic, a slide guitar. But his repertoire, his work really celebrates the people of the UP, the environment of the UP, the folklore. And so he's a perfect entertainment for the Fayette State Park celebrations. He reminds us that, and of course, being right there in Manistique, he's just a short distance from Snail Shell Harbor and the beautiful park. And he wants people to know it's one of his favorite places, and he's going to provide a family-friendly good time.
Wonderful. And again, that will be taking place at the historic Fayette Hotel. And what day is this? And what time can folks expect to make the trip down there to take part in this celebration?
Well, it's Saturday, July 20th, so it's coming up soon. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's about a 45-minute, an hour concert. And it's free, but please note that a park pass is required. So, you know, my suggestion is just go on down and spend the day. It's a beautiful place, whether you're, you know, alone or with family. They have beautiful hiking trails high on the limestone bluffs. They have, of course, the historic town site. They have, you can sail, if you're fortunate enough, you can sail into Snail Shell Harbor. There is an interpretive center with facilities and with a great introduction to the history and the sites throughout the park. So come on down, spend the day, and wind up with a wonderful kind of a folk, modern folk, and traditional folk concert with Steve Hooper from Under This Cold Sky is his production name.
And just a reminder, we've been speaking with Pascua Worsler, and she's keeping us in contact with what's happening down kind of on the southern end of the Upper Peninsula, and especially at Fayette Historical State Park with the Free Porch Concert with Steve Hooper. And again, a park pass required, but why not get that park pass and enjoy the first of a series of free events that will help celebrate 60 years of Fayette State Park, also happening at the same time as a nationwide celebration, the 100th anniversary of state parks in the United States. Pascua, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I'd like them to just check the website at the Fayette State Park. Visit Escanaba has some great listings, and they'll keep you posted with all the upcoming events that are coming up in September and October to really enjoy that park.
All right. Thanks so much, Pascua.
Thank you, Kurt.